This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1483. Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 21st, new season schedules from Alaska, Albania, Bulgaria, Kurdistan, Manakonan, New Zealand, Sweden, Taiwan, and Vatican. New frequencies from Andaman, Brazil, Ecuador, Russia, Tajikistan, quitting shortwave, Belgium, and BOH. Spur update from Cuba and India. Radio Mada is back, and the propagation outlook. The new B09 shortwave broadcasting season starts October 25th, which entails a great deal of schedule and frequency changes. This happens primarily twice a year in the world of international broadcasting, so I'll be giving you some of those as we go through the half hour, starting with KNLS in Alaska. If you check their website in English, you will not find any up-to-date information about their schedule. In fact, it's 2 years out of date. But if you check the Russian language schedule, it includes the full transmission schedule for KNLS, including English, which is on 6150 for the three English hours at 08, 10, and 12 UT. At 12, they're on the second frequency, 6915. And the final English broadcast at 14 to 15 is on 6890 kilohertz. The English broadcasts from Radio Tirana, Albania are 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday into UT, Tuesday through Sunday. They're all with 100 kilowatts aimed at 300 or 310 degrees from Albania, which covers the UK and North America, at 1530 to 16 on 13640. At 1945 to 20, 7465 and 11635. At 21 to 2130, 7520 and 9895. At 130 to 145 and 245 to 0300 on 7425. At 0330 to 0400 on 6150. And 430 to 5UT on 6100. Their Albanian broadcasts, which you could still enjoy for the music if you don't understand the language, 0730 to 10 on 7390, 2130 to 23 on 6165 and 7435, and midnight to 0130 on 6110 and 7425, and those are 7 days a week. Ron Howard in California heard an All India radio station on the unlisted frequency of 4700. This was between 1401 and 1512 UT on October 21st. Later on, they were parallel with some other AIR frequencies. And 4700 is believed to be Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, which is supposed to be on 4760. And this would not be the first time they have showed up on the wrong frequency, as well as some other AIR stations. Infobae.com reports that Argentina is not going on daylight shifting time this summer like they did last year because the energy conservation situation is not quite so acute. So that means that the external service, RAI, will continue at the same times as before rather than shifting one UT hour earlier. We may still expect to hear English to North America, UT Tuesday through Saturday at 02 to 03 on 11711 variable. Last week we reported that Radio Prague was threatened with having its shortwave service closed down, although that apparently is not happening just yet. But now we have word of another European broadcaster which is definitely quitting what little is left of its shortwave broadcasts. Radio Flandrin International from Belgium has officially confirmed it's dropping shortwave after October 24th. They've been broadcasting a limited service to expats in southern Europe, but they claim there's a declining audience in favor of satellite and internet, and the cost of shortwave can no longer be justified, according to the RVI website via the Media Network blog. If you're hearing this before October 25th, you still have a chance to hear them. However, None of these are actually direct from Belgium, but relayed from Moscow or Skelton, as they have been for several seasons now. 06 to 07 on 13685 and 17 to 18 on the same via Moscow, and from 10 to 11 and 14 to 15 on 13675 via Skelton, UK. Furthermore, word from Jean-Michel Aubier in France via BCDX is that the French counterpart RTBF also says shortwave will be canceled, but the date is not yet certain. They have been broadcasting direct from Belgium via the Vavra transmitter on 9970, daily between 03 and 21:15. And also a DRM transmission Tuesday and Thursday from 07 to 11 on 9925. Both those schedules from the World Radio TV Handbook. Meanwhile, one of our favorite shortwave broadcasters of years gone by, David Monson, has been rediscovered in Taiwan by Keith Perrone, who's also living in Taiwan now. And, of course, that means he'll be appearing eventually in an interview on the Happy Station. News from Brazil in Panorama by Celia Romais. Radio Cultura Ondas Tropicais in Belém, Pará, has been reactivated after 11 years on 5045, thanks to an assistance from the government of the state of Pará, 1 mega real. Here's another of those strange spurs coming out of a Brazilian station. On 12330, Rádio Taqui is being reported. That's the Goiânia station on medium wave 1230. Also audible on 12840 kilohertz, and these 12 megahertz frequencies are received in the FM mode, as reported first by Renato Uliana in São Paulo in the Rádio Escutas group. It's very strong in narrowband FM, also reported by Sarmento Campos in Rio de Janeiro around 1800 UT. The news schedule in English of Radio Bulgaria via DX Mix News, all in even megahertz, so I will dispense with the kilohertz and the double zeros. At 07:30 to 8 on 5.9 and 7.4, at 18:30 to 19 on 6.2, 7.4, and DRM on 9.7. At 22 to 23 on 6.2 and 7.4 at midnight, and 03 for 1 hour each at 5.9 and 7.4 megahertz. The tropospheric DX duct has developed between Cape Verde and southern Portugal, about 1,700 miles. Reported by DXer Hugh Hoover in the WTFDA. He was hearing several FM stations from Cape Verde, not only briefly, but several days in a row, such as Criola FME on 88.5. After 10 days of putting out a couple dozen spurs ranging over 1 megahertz from 11760, as of October 20th, I'm no longer hearing those spurs from Radio Havana, Cuba. Meanwhile, they also seem to have got rid of most of the phone ringing sounds on some of their frequencies, although we still hear a bit of that on the spy numbers channels, such as 5898. Noble West in Tennessee received this noncommittal reply from Radio Prague. Thank you very much indeed for your support and concern. It is unclear as to whether Radio Prague will actually lose its shortwave broadcasting. Discussions are still taking place on the subject. However, if that does come to pass, or there are any changes whatsoever in our shortwave broadcasting, we will, of course, let you know, says the English section. By the way, please note that the final week of October this year is the week of confusion. When the B09 season has begun and most European stations have made their time changes, many of their broadcasts 1 UT hour later, but we're still on daylight shifting time in North America for one more week. So be sure to go by Universal Time and don't get too confused. One of the best times to hear Radio Prague should be at 10 a.m. Eastern, Whether it's daylight or standard on WRMI's relay of the previous day's broadcast on 9955. Radio Quito, Ecuador, on the air again at least on October 15th. I've not yet had any reports of other dates. David Sharp in New South Wales heard them on 4919.063. At 0743, mostly music, few announcements. But there was an ID at 0830, a very good signal, somewhat overmodulated. The same date also caught by Jerry Lenneman in Texas at 1100 UT, and by Chuck Boland in Florida at 1019 to 1030, who also heard an ID. He measured it on 4918.92. Anguilla was unpredictably off the air again October 16th, so Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was able to hear on 6090, Ethiopia's Amhara State Radio, signing on at 0256 past 0415. There was interference from Brazil, but Ethiopia was stronger. The new B09 schedule of Voice of Greece via John Babas shows familiar frequencies, however, between 2300 and 0250 UT. Besides 9420 and 7450 to various areas, including North America, the third frequency will be 12105. As of October 21st, the Blob from All India Radio Aligarh, a badly malfunctioning transmitter supposed to be on 9470, is still being heard just about every day, signing on at 1318 UT. It has, however, been sticking closer to the nominal, but still may disturb 20 or 30 kilohertz and bother other stations. Alok Dasgupta in Kolkata says, after repeated phone calls, it seems they adjusted the transmitter, so the spurs are reduced. They have been using a different transmitter after 1600, which was available. They're still running the defective one before 1600. They will try to rectify the transmitter by the time B09 starts or move to a different one. As of October 20th, Ron Howard in California and I noticed that the Voice of Indonesia had made a transmitter switch of their own. Wolfgang Bischel says they have three available, and they switch it between two of them at least, which are about 1 kilohertz apart. After several weeks on 9525.9, they've gone down to 9524.9, including the English broadcast in the clear at 13 UT. However, they have not improved the modulation much. Some days it's barely audible. Some days it's somewhat audible. You never know whether they'll be modulating enough to bother listening to. The interference they've had all summer, before 13 and after 14 UT, should be gone to the B09 season. But China will start up at 14:57 on 9525 with 2 hours in English via East Turkestan. I ran across the South Korean spy numbers station on a new frequency, new to me anyway. They were singing at first, but soon switched to a number of repetitive syllables in Korean, which I think are numbers. It was on 6730, October 14th at 1332. We've heard this before on 6215, and Ron Howard in California says it's also been heard on 4900, and he just heard it on yet another frequency, October 20th, until off at 1435, 5715. The Voice of Mesopotamia, clandestine for Kurdistan via Ukraine, is scheduled in B09 at 05 to 15 UT on 11530 and 15 to 21 on 7540. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1483. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, where contributions via PayPal are always welcome. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Tom McLaughlin, who sent a check in the mail in memory of Gigi Lytle, as he does each year, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. You remember that clandestine to Madagascar, which started last March following the coup d'etat there in January and February, called Radio Mada International? Well, it only lasted a few weeks, but they're back, says WRN. The new broadcasts are scheduled Saturdays and Sundays only at 15:30 to 16. They started on 15640, but they're moving to 15670 via transmitter in Moldova. Is deposed President Răvălo Manana still trying to make a comeback? And he said it explains at Media Network. The reactivation is connected with Gasi Tia Tanindrazana, a collective of various associations and individuals opposed to the coup in Madagascar, striving for respect and legality. Radio Mada International now describes itself as the radio station of the GTT. You may check their website, or rather blog. It's radiomada-int.blogspot.com. Robert Förster in Germany says Radio Mali's 41-meter frequency is now measured at 7285.86. It's in use in the daytime, heard October 16th at 0820, parallel to 9635. The 7 megahertz varies just a little bit, also reported by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, at 0745 and at 0815, and by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal at 1237 to 1452. He also notes that Mauritania is still silent on shortwave, not heard on 4845 or 7245, but he does hear it on medium wave 783. In DSWCI DX Window, we learn that Radio Nepal is indeed active on 5005. It's heard by some listeners in South Asia. However, the modulation is very poor, so it's difficult to make anything out. According to Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka, T.R. Rajesh in Kerala, Alok Dasgupta in Kolkata, and Gautam Kumar Sharma in Assam. A last-minute change to the B09 schedule of Radio New Zealand International, says Adrian Sainsbury. They were going to use 7440 on AM between 13 and 1550 UT, but they've decided to stay on 6170 instead. And I believe I know why, because Voice of America's Urdu service via Sri Lanka and then Thailand is also scheduled on 7440 between 13 and 15. So that also means the clash with DZRM in the Philippines on 6170.4 is going to continue, at least during part of those hours. Brian Clark in New Zealand measured it on 6170.39 as early as 0945 on October 1st. Martin Rode in Netherlands was also hearing a weak carrier on 6170.4 until New Zealand appeared just before 1300. The het went off at 1347, although on another day I was still hearing the het as late as 1420. Radio Rossi is being reported on new 7230, which appears to replace 7200 from Yakutsk, reported by Ron Howard in California, before and after 0300. And also by Noel Green in England, from 0645 past 0900. 13 meters is improving, as it usually does in October, such as Saudi Arabia using three frequencies I've been hearing several days at various times between 13 and 15. Best is 21640 in Arabic. It's parallel to 21505, but that's the one with a huge buzz. And a separate Quran program in Arabic on 21460. Reception from Radio Sweden in English at 1330 on 15735 has steadily improved toward the end of A09 here in North America, even though it's aimed eastward from Sweden. Naturally, That means that they're about to drop that frequency with the B-09 season. The replacements in our morning, none of them aimed toward North America, will be difficult to hear. But if you want to try for English, at 13:30 they'll be on 7465, at 14:30 on 9400, at 15:30 on 9360, and at 1700 on 7465, direct from Sweden. From DX Mixed News in Bulgaria, the Radio Taiwan International B09 relays in English via France at 1600 on 9785, at 1700 on 11850, at 1800 on 3965. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports a rather strong harmonic of Radio Tajikistan on approximately 1425.13. That's 3 times 4765. October 14th at 0950. It was in local daylight when the fundamental was not audible. I've been pleased to note since October 14th that the VOA has finally got together the transmitter site switch at 1430 UT on 17585, no longer overlapping and interfering with itself, but a break of about 6 seconds between Greenville and Botswana. Ron Howard in California reports the 10320 USB transmitter of AFN in Pearl Harbor, not carrying the same stream as the others, mostly news and talk, but instead Drive FX, which is one of many music formats available to AFRTS stations, but usually not heard on shortwave. This was around 0300 October 14th, and subsequently, we find it's not parallel to Guam on 5765, Diego Garcia on 4319, or the Saddlebunch Key, Florida outlets. However, he says that 10320 was not heard at all on October 19th and 20th around 1430. WBCQ 7415 has been subject to increasing interference from Family Radio on 7420, an Arabic hour at 22 UT, bothering our World of Radio broadcast Mondays at 2200. This is not from Florida, but via Germany, and it's aimed at Northwest Africa, but still putting plenty of signal as far as Central North America. Fortunately, that transmission is gone in B09, although Voice of Russia via Moscow will then be on 7420 during that hour. But from November 1st, all programming, including ours on all U.S. stations, including WBCQ, will be 1 UT hour later, meaning World of Radio at 2300 Mondays on 7415 when nothing is scheduled on 7420. On one occasion only so far, UT Sunday, October 18th at various times between 03 and 06 UT, Jim Evans in Tennessee and Ron Howard in California, or rather Dan Sheedy in California telling Ron Howard about it, we're hearing WWCR's 3215 transmitter on a different frequency instead. 4755, unexplained. Via Gabriel Ivan Barrera, Argentina, in the Kondish list, Artyom Prokhorov, a Russian journalist visiting Ethiopia, reports superb, in fact perfect reception of WWCR 5070 at 0230. So that should include World of Radio on UT Sundays, soon to shift, however, to 0330. Since October 16th, I'm no longer hearing any sign of WBOH in North Carolina on 5920. It's normally audible all night and most of the day, but it appears to be off the air for good, clearing the frequency for, among others, Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, Russia, on 5920 in our mornings until 1300. However, that'll be making a seasonal change shortly to 6075. Via Alokesh Gupta and Wolfgang Büschel, the extensive B09 schedule for Vatican Radio shows this one English broadcast for North America at 0250 UT on 7305 and via Canada on 6040. In IRCA, John Bryant in Grayland, Washington, reports hearing the Voice of Vietnam program, among other frequencies, on 7210 from Buon Mi Thuot. That's seldom reported. He didn't mention the time, but it was probably in the local mornings, as he was comparing it to medium wave reception. The AOKI list does show 7210 for Program 1 of VOV on the air all the way from 2145 to 1700 with 20 kilowatts from Dak Lak. It is the season for the expeditions, especially involving medium wave to the shore, and some reports are being put up with some really fantastic catches. There's been one recently to Prince Edward Island. You can read about that at www.bamlog.com/peidxped.htm. That's from Bruce Cotty's point of view, but several medium wave DXers get together on these expeditions. And there's been yet another one to Lapland. A new report on that is at www.dxing.info. Look for the Liminyoki number 278 report. The Danish Shortwave Club International has offered trial issues of its publications. They are available on the website DX Window and Shortwave News at www.dswci.org/try. Monitoring Matters, a new e-zine specializing in utility DXing from Britain, is about to put up some complimentary issues on November 1st and December 1st. It's www.monitoring-matters.com. One of the problems with so-called HD radio is that there's a delay and it's out of sync with non-HD radio or television coverage of sporting events. Doug Smith in WTFDA says here's an interesting and perhaps unintentional use for HD radio put out by WWL in New Orleans. Their website has this item: three ways to sync up your TV to Saints Radio on WWL. To accommodate multiple methods of TV reception, our radio broadcasts are now available in three incremental amounts of audio delay. One should match or be very close to your TV picture. WWL 870 AM has 5 seconds of delay, FM 105.3 has 10 seconds of delay, and HD1 via FM has 15 seconds of delay. Some HD stations just turn it off when there's live sports coverage, as noted by Leonard J. Rooney in Pennsylvania concerning the Philadelphia Phillies game on WPHT 1210. Craig in Denver says KOA is advertising a radio. They say we'll get rid of the delay, but they don't explain how. I wonder if it's tuning to their 11-meter band transmitter. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issued October 20th. The NK indices mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dipping from 72 to 69 November 2nd to 5th, back up to 72 by the 15th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1483.